This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the first regular session of the 99th General Assembly and preview what's to come.
Therefore, I think we've really done a lot of good.
So far in session, I've got to say, for the average Missourian, it has not been a pretty picture.
Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says, so far, tort reform has dominated this session.
We did a discrimination bill, raises the standards for determining whether or not an employee is liable for discrimination charges.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says House Bill 153 would benefit big business.
Can be a fight between the big corporation and the little guy, whoever has the most money and can produce the most expert witnesses and prove to the judge that they're worthy tends to have the big advantage in those cases.
Senator Ed Emery of Lamar says he supports House Bill 251, which would create new provisions relating to public labor organizations.
For individuals that either don't want their dues to go to unions or they don't want those dues to be used in certain ways that are opposed to their personal worldviews.
Senator Shoup believes this to be another measure designed to help a certain few.
Continued attacks on labor unions are not going to create a single job. Going after our teachers won't make our schools stronger.
As lawmakers look ahead to the second half of session, many issues remain unresolved. Senator Shoup says things need to change in the remaining 7 weeks.
I am hopeful that the second half of this legislative session is better for working families than the first half. That certainly remains to be seen.
Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby adds a wide range of issues are still undecided.
Got a bill that deals with counties and their use of cemetery funds. You know, some of our representatives have been trying to pass for the past couple years, and look forward to that one. Hopefully that'll make it its way all the way through. I've got some issues just dealing with local government.
In the first 11 weeks of session, lawmakers truly agreed to and finally passed one Senate measure and two House bills. The governor signed Senate Bill 19, which will create new provisions of law relating to labor organizations on February 6th. No executive branch action has yet been taken on House Bill 153, Expert Witness, or House Bill 662, which seeks to allow the Missouri Department of Agriculture to assess civil penalties for the use of a herbicide for a crop for which the herbicide was not labeled for use.
Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, March 27th at 4 p.m.
When lawmakers return to Jefferson City on March 27th, there will be 7 weeks left in session. The Missouri General Assembly still has to pass the fiscal year 2018 state operating budget before 6 p.m. on May 5th. The last day of the first regular session of the 99th General Assembly will be Friday, May 12th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.